Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, when we talked about it on the radio here at K-Frog, Luke Bryan's name kept coming up time and again for somebody who should play the Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
Not him. Looks like it's these guys. Maroon 5 is not officially confirmed, but according to multiple media outlets, they are going to be headlining the halftime show for the 2019 Super Bowl.
They have been the rumored Super Bowl halftime show for like the last 3 years. So I think it's about time. And when you think about it, I was thinking about Adam Levine the other day being on The Voice, and I was like, wow, he has been doing music for literally decades with Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to come out with new stuff. So I'm actually really excited about this. Plus, he's pretty to look at, so I'm totally okay with that.
You're okay with that.
Yeah.
Interesting, too. We ran down this whole story. The Maroon 5 was not their first choice for a band name. Hang on to that, though. I'm going to come back to that.
Okay.
Let me throw a few at you. You're a child of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got all these here on the list, I think, are going to hit right in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
So, these were the original names of some bands. Want you to see if you can tell me who the band was that originally went by the name Time, and they spelled it like the seasoning, T-H-Y-M-E. It was a four-member girl group. By the time they really got their act dialed down, they whittled it down to three members, and they were quite successful, this three-member girl group.
Destiny's Child?
Destiny's Child is correct, yes.
Okay, didn't know that.
Okay, Sweet Children was the name of an American punk rock band that was formed in Berkeley, California in the late 80s. They went on to great success about a decade later.
Ooh.
An American punk rock band, California band.
I have no idea. Green Day?
That was Green Day.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Okay. There was a band once called Naked Toddler. It's a little creepy.
Nirvana. Wasn't that the cover of their album?
No, that's interesting. No, that was not the name for Nirvana. You want to try it? This was a band that went on to great success in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Any?
Naked Toddler, Bare Naked Ladies. Maybe they decided to grow it up a little bit. I have no idea.
That's a good guess. No, it was actually the original name for the band Creed.
Oh, well, it's Creed.
Yeah. I'm glad somebody got in their way and made them change that. How about Tony Flo and the miraculously majestic Masters of Mayhem? They changed their name to the one that they were famous for back in the early 80s. They were actually inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012. They're a good Southern California band, too.
I have no idea.
No clue on that one?
Uh-uh.
That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay, and Maroon 5, their original name, Kara's Flowers. That was it.
I like Maroon 5 better.
I think that's a little more user-friendly.
Yeah. I think of like 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS.
when you hear that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.